This is Everlasting Melody for part two. Now, part two, before we begin, let's just look at where we actually sing a part two, where there are actually three parts in this music. So if you look, our first three pages, the first page, the next page, and the next, so technically pages two, three, and four, everybody is singing the exact same thing. You don't get your part two until the bottom of page four. Our part ones will sing a song every night and day. And that is when you switch to that bottom line and sing the top part of Everlasting Melody. A melody that will last always. You do not sing that. That is just our part threes, our lowest voice. So you are just going to be chilling there, thinking about what comes next. When they say a melody that will last always, that is when you jump up to the top line and have the bottom note of Everlasting Melody. It can be a little confusing, but just look, if there's ever two parts on either the top line or the bottom line, you will always be the middle one. Then you go back to part one for a while with the ahs, and you stay there. The next place that you have a part two is actually not until the very, very last page of our music. The very, very last chord, there is a three part, and so you are the bottom part on that top line. You are the bottom part. So let's go ahead and get started from the beginning. Everyone singing the same thing.
My heart sings a melody, an everlasting melody, a tune of love, a song of peace, an anthem that sets me free. Just when I think there's no song to sing, I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting melody.
That repeats.
My heart sings a melody, an everlasting melody, a tune of love, a song of peace, an anthem that sets me free. Just when I think there's no song to sing, I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting melody.
Part one, sing this. Here comes your part.
Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody. That sets me free. Just when I think there's no song to sing, I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting melody.
Singing that higher part.
Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody.
Again.
Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody.
Staying up there.
Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody. Everlasting melody, everlasting. think there's no song to sing. I hear a melody that is everlasting, everlasting. Deep melody.
And that is it. If that last note is getting difficult for you to find, look back when we sing melody. And that long note we hold is your starting pitch for that very next chord. So if you hold on to that sound, E, melody, you'll have it. There you go.